I'm sitting in this chair, which feels like it might bust apart. And Freak is right next to me, and I can see he's trying to stand straight. But it's not easy, because he's all bent up inside. "Names," Iggy says. Freak clears his throat and tries to make his voice sound deep and more grown up. "We're sorry to disturb you, but we have to go home now. It's a matter of some urgency." Iggy reaches out and he flicks his fingers at Freak's nose. Whack! I can tell it hurts, but Freak doesn't say anything. He just tenses up. Iggy goes, "I ask a question, you better answer. Get it? Names. I want your names." Freak tells his name and then mine, and Iggy reaches down and pats him on the head. "Very good," he says. "Now that wasn't hard, was it?" Next question, "Where'd you get Loretta's purse?" Freak tells him we found it in the storm drain. He doesn't mention us dressing up all in black, or the Darth Vader costume, or anything about knights or quests. "Next question," Iggy says, "where's the money?" Loretta coughs on her new cigarette and says, "But Iggy, there wasn't any money." And he goes, "Shut up, Loretta." And she coughs again and shuts up. You can tell she's afraid of Iggy, the way she holds herself tight whenever he says anything. Freak goes, "I've got $2 in change. You can have it, but we have to go home now." Iggy gives him this look like he's thinking seriously about throwing up, and he says, "What is it with you? You've got to go home. We're having a nice little talk here. Don't spoil it." All of a sudden, Loretta jumps up, and she goes, "Iggy, Iggy, I've got it. Kenny Kane, remember Kenny Kane?" For a second, I think he's going to hit her. And then he relaxes and really looks at me, and his eyes go wide, and he nods and says, "Sure. That's it. Kenny Kane. You're right. He's a ringer for old Killer Kane. Must be his kid, huh? Sure it is." Loretta looks real happy that she finally figured it out, and she runs into the kitchen and kicks some stuff out of the way and pulls open the refrigerator, and we can hear her laughing and saying, "I knew it. I just knew it." When she comes back in, she's got 2 cans of Bud, and she pops them both and gives one to Iggy. "Breakfast of champions," she says. "What a flash, huh? You remember that time, old Kenny?" "Shut up, Loretta," Iggy says. Then he chugs the Bud and squashes the can in his fist, and he drops it right on the floor. Which is the first time I notice all the other crushed cans. They're everywhere. The whole place is like a trash can, or a big ashtray or something. Meanwhile, Freak is giving me this look like he has no idea what's going on. And that look scares me more than Iggy Lee and all his tattoos. "I've got him too," Loretta says, snapping her fingers. "The midget, or dwarf, or whatever he is. He must be Gwen's kid. You remember Gwen? Stuck up Gwen?" "No," Iggy says, and his eyes are burning into me. "Never heard of Gwen." Loretta goes, "Doesn't matter." What a flash this is. Kenny Kane. Time flies, huh, Ig? I can remember when these two were born. And then, what was it? A couple of years later, Kenny does his thing and he's in the yard, right? Doing time. Iggy says, "That he is. I know a guy knows him inside." He gives me this creepy look and he says, "You go up there to visit the old man? You tell him Iggy says hello, okay?" I doubt he even knows his father, Ig. He was only a little kid when it happened, right? I don't say anything, and Freak is looking at me like he's never seen me before. And then Iggy says, "Killer Kane, what a tough hombre he was." Loretta says, "I heard he's seen the light in there. He's got religion. Is that true?" "I don't know." Iggy snorts and he says, "He don't know. You don't know much, do you?" I shake my head. Loretta says, "He's some kind of retard, Ig. He don't even know how big and strong he is, I bet." She pokes Iggy or tickles him, and in this strange giggly voice she says, "Why don't you find out? Find out if he's as strong as he looks." Iggy scowls and he goes, "Give me a break, Loretta." He gives me this long look and then he hooks his thumb at the door and says, "Showtime is over, boys. Get out of here, the both of you." Loretta says, "But Iggy, we could have some fun." "You're the retard, Loretta," Iggy says. "What if Killer Kane hears I was messing with this kid? No, thank you." "He's in for life," she says. "What's the harm?" "Life ain't life. How many times I tell you that?" Loretta's squinting at him, and she goes, "Are you serious? He's getting out someday?" And Iggy looks at me and tells her to shut up again. Finally, we get to the door, and that's when Loretta wants to rub Freak on the head, real hard with her knuckles. "This is for luck," she says to Iggy. "It's good luck rubbing a dwarf on the head." Freak is trying to duck away, and he says, "I'm not a dwarf, and I'm not good luck." So Loretta gives up on rubbing his head, and she stands up straight and folds her arms and says, "Hey, midget man, I know all about you. Your old man was a magician. Did you know that?" Freak is scuttling around behind me, keeping out of her way. But when she says that, I can tell he wants to know about his father. If maybe he really was a magician. "Yeah," Loretta says. "Right after you was born, he must be a magician, because as soon as he heard the magic words birth defect, he disappeared." A second later, Iggy shoves us out the door.